Troops are beginning to come home from Afghanistan. In fact, more than a million military service members are expected to make the transition from military to civilian life over the next few years. But the transition isn't always easy, especially when it comes to finding a job. That's why the University of South Florida Office of Veteran Services is offering a free employment workshop for student vets. For our series Off the Base, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien tags along with several student veterans through a five-day session.
More than 30 signed up for the USF Student Veteran Employment Project. Russ Barnes, a retired Air Force colonel, designed the program, but for a much smaller group. So he gave priority to veterans who said it was urgent that they find a job in the next 3 months.
That problem of having employment, we want to solve that right now. And if they're urgent, we want to get them right now.
It isn't the typical employment workshop. Barnes has turned it upside down. Instead of starting with resume writing, he asked the veterans to describe their ideal career or job.
Now, why do you want to do that? Why do you want to do that? And they were able to quickly dig down and find out, you know what, I've wanted to do this ever since I was a kid. This is who I am. This is part of me. Now you can begin to work it back up and say, okay, now what industry do you really want to be in? Now you can begin to do the research and focus it.
On day one, Barnes has the six student veterans registering on LinkedIn, joining professional groups and connecting to companies. Joshua Gleaton spent more than 4 years in the Army as a forward observer. He's now studying criminology and working with student veterans at the USF Office of Veteran Services.
Even though these guys are veterans, they have military experience, there's still an enormous amount of competition in the work field. There's more veterans than ever getting out of the military using their GI Bill benefits to go to college, which is also increasing the competition for all of us other veterans that are here.
Gleaton has a passion for the outdoors and wants to be a state game warden or work in criminal forensics for the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. He says the mock interview helped him the most.
That's one of the things that I feel like a lot of people have trouble with. I noticed in the military, promotion boards are very similar to a normal job interview today, and a lot of people freeze up on them. They can't answer questions. One question that caught me off guard was when they asked, what is my biggest weakness? Because you don't want to sound like you really have a weakness. You try to turn that into a positive question, and that's one thing I really had to think about in order to sufficiently answer.
Naming your weakness isn't the toughest question that some will face. Author and disability employment expert Krista Shaw volunteered to spend day four coaching the student veterans on how to handle even tougher situations.
Does anybody here been fired from a job? Okay, two, three, okay. Okay, my hand is up. I was fired from a job too, and let me tell you how to answer this question.
Shaw enlisted another student veteran, Franklin Castillo, a Marine working on his MBA, to role play on how to answer a question about being fired.
Can we do something with your situation?
Yes.
Okay, well, just tell me the scenario. Why were you fired?
Well, I was an administrative assistant at the time. I was working for the vice president of a special needs trust firm. I did some good work for them, but I wasn't what my supervisor was looking for.
She works with Castillo to shorten his answer and bring the question back around to the positives learned from his dismissal.
If you leave with one thing today, I would tell you that wherever you go, you're in an interview. And if you can just be yourself and relax and be yourself, that's a good thing.
Castillo is one of the student veterans who marked in his survey that it is urgent he find a job in the next 3 months. He wants to work for a bank in anti-money laundering and fighting fraud.
I came here with a preconceived notion. You know, as we've gone through the week, I am just so desirous to put this to work and be in front of an employer and interview, because I do have a lot of skills and I think I am competitive. It's just the hardest part transitioning is just conveying that to employers.
By day five, the USF Veterans Employment Project has helped him adapt his resume and target his job search. Barnes will assist with networking for the job interviews. Barnes says the project works two ways, helping veterans adjust to the civilian job market and assisting employers by dispelling myths about military veterans.
Some of the misconceptions. In the military, you're always told what to do. They tell you how to dress. They tell you when to eat. They tell you when to go, where to go. They tell you what to do. They tell you when to do it. They tell you how to do it, and then you just do it. And many business owners say, well, I can't have someone like that in my company because I need someone who can be creative, who will work on their own. That is definitely a misconception, because in the military, you do have requirements to demonstrate your value. And if you don't, you don't get promoted.
The fifth day of the project included mock interviews, which were not open for this report. But Barnes says there's a sixth module, the actual interview and job placement. He plans to stay in touch with all of the student veterans until they obtain their ideal position. In the interim, a third USF Veterans Employment Workshop is scheduled September 15th, and Barnes is working on a template so he can share it with other colleges and universities serving student veterans. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
Meet the new commander of CENTCOM at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa and see other stories about the military, veterans, and their families with Off the Base on our website, WUSFnews.org.